مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، ہے فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، ہے فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، ہے فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، ہے فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گلستاں، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گلستاں، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گلستاں، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، اس بیاباں کو تو مت سمجھ گلستاں، اس بیاباں کو تو مت سمجھ گلستاں، ورنہ پچھتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں، ورنہ پچھتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، ہے فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی، خاک پر خاک اپنی جوانی نہ کر، خاک پر خاک اپنی جوانی نہ کر، رائے گا اس طرح زندگانی نہ کر، رائے گا اس طرح زندگانی نہ کر، ہے فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی، ان حسینوں سے کس کو ملا چین ہے، ان حسینوں سے کس کو ملا چین ہے، جس نے بھی دل دیا ان کو بے چین ہے، جس نے بھی دل دیا ان کو بے چین ہے، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے تو گلستاں، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے تو گلستاں، ورنہ پچھتائے یہ خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. We'll first translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, which is filled with so much of lessons for us. نصيحت برائے عاشق مجاز. These are advisors for a person who is engaged in illicit love affairs, who is casting gazes at other women, who is overtaken with fantasizing, with thinking of women, etc. So advisors for them. If we will listen to these advisors, we will find great, great benefit for ourselves. سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین. Those who are sitting with me, listen to my advisors, the mashura that I am giving. Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں. Don't ever attach your heart to these other temporary outward beauties, these which are dolled up, women, etc., with anyone with whom it is haram to have any association. Don't join your heart to those, to them. Hey falak nauha khan tang hai ye zameen. The skies are crying out at what you are doing. The earth has become straitened, narrow at what you are doing. The effect of guna falls on all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, on the animals, on the lands, on the seas, the waters, all of them. They are crying out that what are you busy doing? What are you engaged in? You hasi karte hai dil ko andho kahe. And those people who are involved with this outward beauties, etc., they are blind themselves. That is why they are involved. They are mesmerized. Their jadu has been made on them. And the evil of their sins has made them blind. And they don't see the beauty of their own wives. And they are seeing the beauty of haram women. A person in Ramzan, he doesn't eat halal samosas, pies which are in the fridge. I got roza. How can I eat? Though it is halal. But he goes outside and he gets involved with haram, looking at other women. There he doesn't think that I got roza, it's Ramzan, how can I get involved? There he gets involved in haram. Gul rukho ko samajhta hai jo gulista. And this beautiful faces which looking like roses, a person who thinks that they are a garden. That this beautiful woman who have just got all this makeup, which really makes them look more ugly. All this blush that they put, and some of them that lipstick, so thick and bright lipstick, and that, or what they put on the eyes, which make them look like spooks, or which make them like food that is gone bad, the papoon, which looks like that. But people whose tastes have gone so bad, that appears beautiful to them. And the greatest beauty is in simplicity. And your own wife, which is living simple, if your eyes were open, you should see her beauty. But you have become mesmerized. You have jadu has been made on you, and this filth and dirt looks beautiful to you. Ye khiza hai khiza, ye khiza hai khiza. This is the autumn season of autumn. It's not the autumn season of spring, which you are thinking in spring when everything is so beautiful, the fragrance in the air of the jasmines, of the yesterday, today and tomorrow, the mogra, all that beautiful smell, the flowers that are coming, the fruit trees that are budding, so beautiful. And if you drive up through an orange farm, where there are oranges at this time, especially at night, that beautiful smell that comes, you are thinking it is like that, but it is autumn when the leaves are falling off, when there is that dryness. By a certain time, you already, though it's not cold also, you're feeling cold, you are feeling miserable, This is what those outward beauties have got. There is no reality in it. Don't be fooled by that. Is bayaba kutu mat samaj gulista. Don't think this desert is an orchard. How stupid have you become that what is a desert that you are thinking is an orchard? Varna pachtaiga e mere meherba. Otherwise you will be sorry. Oh, you who show kindness to me, you come to my majlis, you listen to me, you show muhabbat and love to me, you even give me some hadiya. Remember that if you are going to fall in this, you are going to be ever so sorry. You're going to suffer the consequences. Khaak par khaak apni jawani na kar. Don't put sand on sand. Your youth, which is so valuable, the sand which you are made of, put it on he who is made of noor, or Allah who is Allah. And then your sand will become noor also. But if the sand, you are putting it on sand, that is double sand. You are sand, you are useless, and you're putting your whole, all your ability, all your capability, you are putting it on sand, you are becoming more, sickening more sand. You are destroying yourself. Raiga istara zindagani nakar. Don't destroy your life. Allah has given you a life to make extremely valuable, to find Allah, to enjoy Quran Sharif, to enjoy and honor our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, to find Jannat. For that Allah gave you life. Where are you destroying your life on the sand, on this filth and dirt, and on those that look like spooks, and those that look like food that is gone bad? You're destroying your life on them. Allah didn't give you your life for that. In haseen se kisko mila chain hai? Who got chain? Who got peace of mind, comfort and enjoyment from these? Nobody. What happened to them? Jisne bhi dil diya inko be chain hai. Whoever gave them their lives, who gave them their heart, they are be chain themselves. They have committed suicide. They have become humiliated and disgraced over and over. All this evil comes out in the world. And a person with so much of respect, then he is dropped so low down. And this happens all the time. These outward beauties will never give you peace of mind. You are a fool. Peace of mind you'll get from your wife. Peace of mind you will get in halal, not in haram. In halal, Allah has kept peace of mind. May Allah bless us with this reality and understanding, and save ourselves from this evil. And it's just a matter of a little effort of a few days, then you are on top of it. And if you don't make that effort, you're suffering on it your whole life. And khuda na khasta, we mustn't be deprived of iman at the time of maut because of this. So just come on top of it, and your jannat is now already. That jannat will come on its time, but you'll be in jannat now already. Allah give us tawfiq. Hai Maulana.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Sadaqallahu Maulana al-Azim. محبت دونوں عالم میں جا کر یہی پکر آئی محبت دونوں عالم میں جا کر یہی پکر آئی جس کو یار نے چاہا اسی کو یاد یار آئی جس کو یار نے چاہا اسی کو یاد یار آئی اللہ پاک کرو کرو شکر ہے جو اللہ میں ہم سب کو ایک اللہ کے خاص بندے کے دربار میں آنے کی توفیق عطا فرمایا الحمدللہ لکل شیء معدن ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين لكل شيء معدن ہر چیز کا ایک کان ہوتا ہے اور تقوا کا کان ہے عارفین کا سینہ ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر اللہ ہم دھونتے مولا کو ہے اور پاک رہیں گے ہم دھونتے مولا کو ہے اور پاک رہیں گے مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے مولا کے تھے مولا کے ہیں مولا کے رہیں گے ہم جو تلاش کر رہے ہیں مولا کو انشاءاللہ ضرور پائیں گے وجہ کیا ہے دیکھیے ہم سو فرق ہے مائلی او سوئے سما کبوتر کا بچہ ابھی اس کا پوار نہیں اگایا، ابھی اس کا پوار نہیں اگایا، آسمان کی طرف دیکھتے ہیں اور اس طرح اپنے بازو کا حرکت کرتے ہیں. وجہ کیا ہے؟ کوئی گائے کا بچہ، کوئی بکری کا بچہ، کوئی گدھا کا بچہ آسمان کی طرف نہیں دیکھتا ہے، اور کبوتر کا بچہ آسمان کی طرف دیکھ رہا ہے، حالانکہ اس کا پوار بھی نہیں ہے، ابھی آسمان کی طرف دیکھ رہا ہے. ایک دن اڑ جائے گا، ایک دن وہ اڑے گا، یہی علامت ہے اس کا، جو اپنا بازو حرکت کر رہی ہے نا، یہ علامت ہے، ایک دن وہ اڑ جائے گا. تو اللہ میاں کو جو تلاش کرے گا ایک دن ضرور پائے گا، ایک دن ضرور بے ضرور پائے گا. یہی علامت ہے، اللہ ملنے کا یہی علامت ہے کہ اہل اللہ کے صحبت میں آنا جانا، احمد کی صحبت میں آنا جانا یہ علامت ہے، ایک دن ضرور اللہ مل جائے گا انشاء اللہ. مایوس نہ ہو اہل زمین اپنی خطا سے، مایوس نہ ہو اہل زمین اپنی خطا سے، تقدیر بدل جاتی ہے مضطر کی دعا سے، تقدیر بدل جاتی ہے مضطر کی دعا سے. ہمارے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہمیں تسلی دی ہے کہ مایوس مت ہونا، مایوس مت ہونا، انشاءاللہ میدان محشر میں ہم ایک ساتھ رہیں گے. سبحان اللہ، جس کے ساتھ جس کے محبت ہوتی ہے اس کے ساتھ اس کے جنت ہوتی ہے. ایک صحابی حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس آ کے کہا، متى تقوم الساعة، حضرت قیامت کب ہوں گے؟ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بتایا، ما اعددت لها، تم اس کے لیے تیاری کیا کیا، ہاں پریپریشن کیا لیا. اس صحابی نے بتایا، ما اعددت لها، حضرت میرا کوئی پریپریشن نہیں ہے، کوئی تیاری نہیں ہے، لا بکثرت صلاۃ ولا بکثرت صیام ولا بکثرت صدقات، زیادہ نماز نفل نماز پڑھ کے تیاری لینا یہ بھی نہیں ہے، زیادہ نفل روزہ رکھ کے تیاری لینا یہ بھی نہیں ہے، زیادہ نفل صدقہ کر کے تیاری لینا یہ بھی نہیں ہے. میں فرض واجب سنتیں موقع ادا کرتا ہوں، اور ایک چیز ہے حضرت، ولکن احب اللہ ورسولہ، میں اللہ اللہ رسول کو محبت کرتا ہوں. تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا، المرء مع من احب، جو جس کی وہ محبت کرے گا اس کے ساتھ اس کا حشر ہوگا. اللہ کا کرو کر شکر ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں بس سچا شائق ملایا، نعم البدل، ہمارے حضرت اللہ دنیا سے چلے گئے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو نعم البدل دیا ہے، اللہ صحت عافیت کے ساتھ 130 سال کی عمر حضرت کو بڑھائے، آمین. حضرت کے صحبت بیٹھنے سے کتنا چین اور سکون لگتا ہے. صحبت مین کی کتنی لذت، پوچھئے انہوں سے جنہوں نے کیا وقت قربان اللہ کے لیے، جنہوں نے کیا وقت قربان اللہ کے لیے، مشرق تا مغرب شمال تا جنوب تفریش فرمائی، ہر ایک علاقہ محبت حق کی آگ لگائی، ہر ایک علاقہ محبت حق کی آگ لگائی. دعا کرو بھائی سارے ملک والو حضرتوں کے لیے، 130 سال عمر بڑھے گی فضل خدا سے، 130 سال عمر بڑھے گی فضل خدا سے. حضور کی صحبت میں بجنے سے دل بالکل بھر جاتا ہے اللہ کے محبت سے، جو بالکل خالی دل آ کے بیٹھے بالکل بھر جاتے ہیں، بھر جاتے ہیں. جس کے بارے میں حضرت اللہ کے بارے میں جو شعر تھا، یہ حضرت کے بارے میں بتاتا ہوں، سنیے غور سے. اگر سے اردو ہر ایک کو نہیں سمجھ میں آتا ہے، لیکن غور سے سننے میں دل میں کچھ جائے گا، پڑ جائے گا انشاءاللہ، اور سمجھنے کی کوشش کرنا چاہیے، اردو سیکھنا بھی چاہیے. اب وہی ہے، اللہ اللہ، خدا کے عشق کا چھلکتا جام لے کے چلتے ہیں، راہ حق کا نشہ تمام لے کے چلتے ہیں، خدا کے عشق کا چھلکتا جام لے کے چلتے ہیں، راہ حق کا نشہ تمام لے کے چلتے ہیں. نہ چاہتے بھی نہ چاہتے ہوئے بھی لوگ رب کو چاہنے لگے نہ چاہتے ہوئے بھی لوگ رب کو چاہنے لگے ویسے چاہتوں سے رب کا نام لے کے چلتے ہیں ویسے چاہتوں سے رب کا نام لے کے چلتے ہیں خدا کے عشق کا چھلکتا جام لے کے چلتے ہیں راہ حق کا نشہ تمام لے کے چلتے ہیں مجال کیا کیسی کی ان کے سامنے کرے کلام مجال کیا کیسی کی ان کے سامنے کرے کلام صیف بے نیام لے کے چلتے ہیں وہاں کا ایسا صیف بے نیام لے کے چلتے ہیں خدا کے عشق کا چھلکتا جام لے کے چلتے ہیں راہ حق کا نشہ تمام لے کے چلتے ہیں راہ حق کا نشہ تمام لے کے چلتے ہیں ہو بتوں کسی بھی روپ مینا ان کی کاٹ سے بچے ہو بتوں کسی بھی روپ مینا ان کی کاٹ سے بچے وہاں کا ایسا صیف بینی یام لے کے چلتے ہیں وہاں کا ایسا صیف بینی یام لے کے چلتے ہیں خدا کے عشق کا چھلکتا جام لے کے چلتے ہیں راہ حق کا نشہ تمام لے کے چلتے ہیں ہائے مہربان کس کو دریے راہ حق کا راہبر ہائے مہربان کس کو دریے راہ حق کا راہبر جو صبح لے کے چلتے ہیں جو شام لے کے چلتے ہیں جو صبح لے کے چلتے ہیں جو شام لے کے چلتے ہیں رمضان کے مہینے میں چار مرتبہ مجلس ہونا اللہ اکبر کتنی تکلیف سے اپنی منیدین ہم نشین کو اللہ والا بنانے کی فکر ہے اللہ اس جان کو سلامت رکھے صحت عافیت کے ساتھ 130 سال کی عمر بڑھائے اللہ ہم سب ان کے ساتھ جوڑ کے رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اشوات سمری First, Hazrat mentions that Allah, we must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the tawfiq and ability to stay in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says in quotes or narration, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدِنٌ For every single thing there is a mind. And for the minds of taqwa are the hearts of the arifin, those who have got recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And certain poems he recited, which means that there is only one way to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create a connection with the lovers of Allah ta'ala, the friends of Allah ta'ala. And in this way you will also meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says a person who looks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes intentions, then definitely there is great hope, inshallah, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example is of a bird, small baby bird which is born, a pigeon, but it starts looking up already at the small, it is just born, it can't even fly as yet, it hasn't got wings. But this is an alamat and sign that eventually one day it will fly. Allah ta'ala has made it within the bird. But you look at a cow, a goat, the child of the day, the sheep, it doesn't look up, it always looks down, because it will never ever fly. So those who have come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they got this desire within their heart, then inshallah there is great hope that definitely one day they will become Allah wa'ala, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never ever become mayus and lose hope because of one's sins. But the Hazrat mentions in a poem that by one's dua, a person makes dua, tawbah, istighfar, a person's taqdeer will change, a person's fate will change in the future, and a person can become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love is a very, very great thing. Whoever we have love for, inshallah, we will be with those people on the day of Qiyamah. Once a Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will the day of Qiyamah take place? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that what preparations have you made for this? So he said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I haven't really made much preparations with an abundance of nafal salah, extra sadaqah, extra rozas. The faraz I'm keeping, sunnah and waqada I have to do, that I'm doing. But nafal extra, I'm not doing so much of this. So he said, however, lakin uhibbu Allah wa rasulah. However, I have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves on the day of Qiyamah. So Hazrat says that Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah has passed away, but Allah has given us a wonderful replacement in the form of Hazrat Wala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long life, good life, with sihat, afiyat, and for us to take full benefit. And he says one poem, which means that sitting in the company of the Allah Walas, in the friends of Allah Ta'ala, there is so much of enjoyment. As those who have sacrificed their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who will appreciate it and understand how much of enjoyment is there. And Hazrat is moving around, creating the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole world. And by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give him a life of 130 years. And he says, by these majalis and gatherings, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created. And then Hazrat says that we should all try to learn Urdu, because these poems are in the Urdu language. But even if we don't understand, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, we said with the correct intention, Allah will put it into our hearts. And then thereafter he mentioned certain poems, which he says it was written for Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, but our Hazrat, the same qualities he has got within himself. And the crux of it is that the person, he is moving with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the world, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this, the wine, and the goblets of wine, for Allah, the love of Allah ta'ala, and spreading it. And he's, that the path of haq, that true way throughout the world, is going and spreading it, and has a sword which is unsheathed. And the sword is taking and destroying all the false and batil things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the false beauties from the people. And in the morning and evening, all the time, our Hazrat is making this effort. Thereafter, Hazrat says that in Ramadan, for example, Hazrat has four majalis throughout the day, what sacrifice he is making for us. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability to appreciate, and may Allah ta'ala grant him long life, sihat and afiyat.
After a long time, we are having our majalis again. Hazrat says, مدتوں کے بعد تیری یاد مدتوں کے بعد پھر تیری یادوں کا سلسلہ. After a long time again having this majalis, ایک دل نا تاوا کو توانائی دے دے. A weak heart became strong again. We have our Ramzan program, mashallah. We have our monthly majalis, but these majalis are the foundation of it all. These are the main majalis. And then this develops into, mashallah, the monthly majalis we have, and especially the Ramzan majalis, Islahi jalsas we have, but this is the main. So Ramzan was Ramzan, but we didn't have these majalis in Ramzan, etc. In this kitab of Hazrat, about the questions that were asked to Hazrat, today's one is a very important one. Ek talib-e islah alim sahab ne likha. One person who was an alim, but who was keen for his islah. He wanted to correct his life. He wasn't beguiled and wasn't fooled and thought, I'm an alim, I don't need islah. He realized, though I'm an alim, I also need islah. So he wrote, ke koi na mahram larki gaah gaah raaste mein salaam kar leti hai. That it happens that na mahram girls, while I'm walking, they make salaam on the road. They may be making salam. There is a maulana. You can see he's a pious man, and girls, or even boys, that he's a maulana. Let us make salam. Maybe jawab de deta hu. I reply also, they make salam. I give answer. This is what is concern of Islam. You write about these things. Otherwise, we don't even ask about it. That we just carry on doing our thing, but a person who is talib-e Islam, he will ask that, am I doing right or wrong? Lekin dil uske taraf mail hota hai, which is a natural thing. It's a human being. The heart inclines towards these girls. The young small girls, they make salam. I reply also, but my heart inclines to them. Wazahir usse iraz karta hu. Outwardly, I don't have inclination. I don't pay any attention. Lekin wo khud aage bar rahi hai. But they come themselves forward and they make salam. Just not with their hand. Just say assalamu alaikum. There is a buzurg, he is passing, etc. And they make salam. The answer Hazrat has given. Kisi namahram larki ka salam karna, kisi ajnabi mar ko, ya uske bard, uske baraks, marad ka namahram aurat ko salam karna, haram hai. That is the ruling. It is haram. And how many people teaching young girls? That we are sitting with them, teaching them also. Even from parda and talking with them. There is a very, very dangerous situation. So Hazrat says, for any man to make salam to any female, and a female to make salam to a man, the making of salam also is haram. Isliye aise mauka par narmi baratna janboojh kar apne ko halakat mein dalna hai. At such a time to exercise softness. They're making salam courteous, akhlaq, character. I must also give salam. I mustn't be hard and rude and harsh. Hazrat says the softness and kindness is intentionally you are chopping your feet with your own chopper. You are destroying yourself by doing that. Isliye aise mauka par narmi baratna janboojh kar apne ko halakat mein dalna hai. Khususan ahle ilm aur dindar aadmi ki to bahut hi badnaami ka sabab hai. And shaitan knows they won't make salam to any other boys on the street or any other man, but there is maulana that is going. Showing respect, we are showing, or there is a pious man, so they are showing respect. Shaitan is working behind it. He is making them because, yeah, if they get involved in fitna, in guna, the evil is terrible. If a like modern type boy gets involved with a modern type girl, people say this things happen, these people are like, but a maulana got involved. A pious haji sahab, buzur got involved with a young girl. Then how terrible isn't that? So shaitan is working to bring about that. Follow the whole explanation of Hazrat very carefully. Khususan ahle ilm aur dindar ki to bahut hi badnami ka sab ita, cause of great disgrace and humiliation for people who are called pious, who are ulama. Isliye fauran sakhti se daant lagaye ki wo salam na kare. Hazrat says that with hardness and harshness, to tell her don't make salam. Don't reply with softness also. Tell her don't make salam. Even in the family, there are cousins make salam with one another. Aunties from whom there is parda, like the chacha's wife, the chachi, there is parda from her also. So there also, tell them don't make salam. And avoid the situation. Don't come in front. Otherwise, avoid the situation. And especially where this happens regularly. Where it happens commonly. Like here, he's asking, we walk on the street. Many girls make salam. It happens regularly. Occasionally, sometimes, then you can, it won't have that effect. But where it's happening regularly, and where it's the same girl making salam, that's even more dangerous. Ki wo salam na kare. Us par bhi shaitan ka asar hai. Shaitan's effect is on that girl also. Aur uska asar ko qabool karane ke liye aap par bhi uski koshish jari hai. And the effect of shaitan is all the time on you also. That you also give salam nicely. And now, without you realizing it, softness in her heart has come for you. In your heart, softness for her has come by making the salam regularly to one another. Bas hushyar ho jaye. Be aware. Ibtida mein muqabla aasan hai. At the beginning, to fight this off is easy. You still haven't got feelings for her, etc. She hasn't got feelings at this time. It is easy to fight it off. Ziyada ishq ka ghalba ho jane ke baad, phir najat paana mushkil hai. And when that some love feelings come in the heart, now it will be very hard for you to get away from this. Now you will want to also, because now your heart also is immersed in love for her. As it's growing, love will grow all the time. And as it's growing, more harder it will become for you to stop it. Stop it right at the beginning. Don't let it grow at all. But this is all for that person who is talib-e-islah. And a person who is talib-e-lazzat, he will enjoy it. He will never ask questions also. If I have to ask, I will be stopped from it. So let me rather not ask. Let me just carry on doing what I am doing. Dozakh ka aur maut ka muraqaba kijiye. Think about Jahannam. Think about maut. My maut will come. My qabr will come. La ilaha illallah se nafiye ghair kijiye. Ghair kijiye. 300 baar. And make 300 times la ilaha illallah with this muraqaba that everything besides Allah is out. Out of my heart. Out of my life. Only Allah is in my life. Maasiyat se itni duri matloob hai, jis qadar mashrik aur maghrib mein duri hai. To stay away from guna, so much is required, how much the east is far from the west. completely opposite, like that you must stay away from guna. Allahumma ba'id, in the hadith, Hazrat is giving the treatment from hadith. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Distance me from sins as the distance is from the east to the west. Are ye kya zulm kar raha hai ke marne walo par mar raha hai? What zulm are you making? What a great oppression and wrong that you are dying for those who are dying. You are dying on the dead. Die on the living one, who is Hayyun Qayyum, who is alive and keeps others alive. Die for him, you will get eternal life. It will be just a change at the time of mort. You'll be still living also. The awliya don't die. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Don't think that these people who have died in the path of Allah are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive. And those people who are dying in the path of this mujahada, they are more of a higher position than the shaheed who dies on the battlefield. So these are also shuhada who are killing the haram desires all the time. They are fighting nafs and shaitan. Jodam haseeno ka bhar raha hai, balan zauk nazar nahi aata. A person who enjoys and takes pleasure in looking at this temporary beauties, talking with them, engaging with them, we see he hasn't got any value in him. He's a very low type of person, low mentality. He hasn't got value. A person that has got value attaches himself with Allah Ta'ala. We might think that I'm a pious person and I'm a foresight, insight. But a person who engages with this woman, that person hasn't got any value in him. He's just a outward show, just a bubble. Jad aadmi kuch naram aur dheela parta hai aur khud bhi mail hota hai. When a person becomes lax, he says, now these things don't matter. Today don't, in society, you mustn't be too hard. And the people, they will think, what is all this tasawwuf about? And you are being too hard, etc. And you will start getting inclined towards that haram also. Ya ek nazar hasrat bhari, dali dal deta hai. Or you just gave one glance now. Two, three mulaqat, just salams. Next is you'll look at the girl nicely also. And she'll see that he's looking at me now. And this now is going to get worse. To dusri taraf se ummeed hona shuru ho jati hai. On the other side, she will also see, oh, this person is now looking at me also. It was just first salam, out of respect and out of adab, out of aqidat. But now this is going to grow into something else. She will see, oh, he's also greeting me nicely. Then she'll also get, her thoughts will also start moving in the wrong direction. Aap sakhti se aankho ko neechi karke guzre. You just keep your eyes down and don't even look at all. Don't even reply. Better tell her, shout her. Not softly, shout her and tell her, don't make salam. If you can't do that, just know, so don't reply. You just look down and carry on walking. بلکہ راستہ تبدیل کر دے. In fact, Hazrat says, change your road. Where she is coming and making salam to you, don't walk that road. Take another road. اگرچہ دور ہو, even if the other road is longer. That is tolerable, but this is intolerable. That you must get involved. پھر آرام دل کا اٹھائے, اور پھر نور ذکر اور نور علم پائے گا. And then see what peace of mind and comfort of heart you will get. And then see the noor of your zikr. Otherwise, looking at them, making zikr also, that zikr got no noor in it also. In that zikr also, you thinking of them also. And then you will get the noor of this ilm, of this knowledge which you have got. Otherwise, your ilm will also be zulmat. And it will be zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. It won't be noorun ala noor, it will be zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd, darkness upon darkness. Even this ilm, if you are involved in guna like this. Wo hargiz aage nahi bhar sakti. She will never come forward. بشرط کے آپ ہمت اور قوت ارادیہ سے کام لے. On condition that you be strong. Then she won't have courage to come forward and have more to try and entice you or try and wean you over. She won't even have that. اس کو ڈان دے اینڈ ان فیکٹ شاؤٹ ہر, اور اللہ کی طرف متوجہ ہو کر یہ شعر پر ہے, اینڈ ٹرن ٹو اللہ اینڈ ریڈ دس پوم. بہت گو دل ولولے دل کے ہمیں مجبور کرتے ہیں. Even though lot of temptations are affecting us, they are coming to the heart. That is a human being and that is a man. Don't act like you're a stone and don't act like you're a farishta. You've got no feelings. Be sincere to yourself. Be honest to yourself. Don't act like, oh me, I'm a big maulana, I'm a big sufi, I'm a big wali, haji sahab. These things don't affect me. You're a human and you're a man. Butter which doesn't melt in front of fire is not butter. And a man who does not melt in front of a woman is not a man. He may be something else, but he's not a man. You're a man and these temptations are going to affect you. So, bahut go walwale dil ke hame majboor karte. These temptations make us like helpless. Teri khatir ye khoon e arzu manzoor karte hai. But for your sake, O Allah, and for your pleasure, we slaughter these desires. Let the blood flow. We use our daggers and we kill. This is the big mujahada of a Sufi. That does it. Haram desires which come to a person, he slaughters them, he kills them. And Allah seeing that you, for Allah's sake, that these temptations are there. Every, you can grow to be an old man, Hazrat says. Now you are colder than a deep freeze. You can't do anything. Nothing makes even any movement for in your body to come about. But your thoughts will still be there. The thoughts will still be there. So don't fall soft and have a soft attitude. Be always hard. In that way you will get saved. May Allah Ta'ala save us, inshallah. These are few great words of wisdom and compiled by Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh in his Munabbahat and in other kitabs also. He says there are two things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. There is nothing more virtuous than two things. Two things which are very virtuous to bring iman on Allah. It is the greatest thing. Though we take it for granted, we don't think, but there is nothing greater than la ilaha illallah, iman on Allah. And the other, to benefit Muslims. That is a great thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to benefit Muslims. And the greatest benefit is benefit of deen. Make majlis. Tell the people, speak to them, make them, encourage them, our children, our young boys, girls, tell them about deen to benefit Muslims. And then other benefit also, whether it is with money, with food, that also. But the main benefit is the benefit of deen that you give. And there is nothing more evil and bad as two things. One is associating partners with Allah. Shirk or kufr, not to believe in Allah. And the other is harming Muslims. And how do you harm Muslims? Whatever you do against deen, you are harming Muslims. Your dressing is not according to Sharia, you are harming Muslims. Your actions, you're not performing your namaz, you are harming Muslims. Your behavior in the house, your behavior in the community is wrong. You are harming Muslims. So two things, iman billah and to benefit Muslims. If you just dress like a Muslim, you are benefiting Muslims. You're walking to the masjid, you are benefiting Muslims. And two things which are terrible, which are the worst, to associate, to disbelieve in Allah and to harm Muslims. May Allah save us, inshallah, from all wrong and all evil. In this kitab, Ruh ki Bimari aur inke ilaj, there is the last sabak in this kitab. From next week, inshallah, we'll start with another kitab. Yeah, at the end, one instance is written. Ek bar Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Hassan Sahab Amritsari Rahmatullah Ali Bani Jami Ashrafia Lahore Thana Bhawan Hazrat Abdus Hakim ul Ummat ki khidmat mein baghurz islah hazir the. This great Mufti Sahab, he was a Mufti, very great, and he was known for his knowledge, everything. He also came for his islah to Maulana Thanvir. When a person realizes how important Islah is, whether you are a Mufti, you are a Shaykh or Hadith, you realize everyone is in need of it. So he came to Thana Bhawan. Ke ghar se ghar walo ke alalat ka khat aya, jisse Mufti sahab bahut pareshan ho gaye. While he was staying in the Khanqah, this happens. A letter came from home. Today you get a message on your phone. You get a phone call that the family, everyone is sick, wife is sick, children are sick. You get worried, it has an effect on you, everyone is sick. حضرت والا سے عرض کیا کہ حضرت گھر سے خط آیا ہے بیٹی بیوی لڑکا کوئی کئی افراد بیمار ہیں. That حضرت a letter has come and everyone is sick. My wife is sick, my daughter, my son, everyone in the family, all are sick. طبیعت پریشان ہے. I'm very disturbed and worried about it. ارشاد فرمائے, just see what the answer مولانا مفتی حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علی gave. مفتی صاحب, جب مومن کا اعتقاد مقدر پر ہے تو پھر اس کو مقدر ہونے کی کیا ضرورت. He said that, oh Mufti sahab, when a mu'min, a believer's iman is on taqdeer, that everything has been said by Allah, then why must you be muqaddar, why must you be sore and hurt about it's from Allah. And like one poet says, a buzurg, mutmain baithe hai ya Rab, we are sitting quite comfortably, whatever conditions come, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. You are the absolute ruler and you are the all wise. Then whatever your ruling is filled with wisdom. We cannot understand, but it is full of wisdom. So why must you be worried when you're a mu'min, you're an alim, you know everything is from Allah, and Allah's every action has only got goodness in it. Though outwardly we cannot see it, so why are you worried? Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali ka irshad. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, صبر سے ایمان کی ترقی اس قدر ہوتی ہے. When a person makes sabr, when hard conditions come, you make sabr, you find it hard. To make sabr is bitter, but the fruit of it is very sweet. So you finding it hard to make sabr, bad, hard, what we call bad condition, hard, difficult conditions, but you are progressing tremendously, reaching Allah if you make sabr. مومن صدیق ہو جاتا ہے. By making sabr on conditions which are not like your, which you like, you become a siddiq. اور حضرت حکیم الامت رحمت اللہ علیہ فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ سالک کو مجاہدہ اختیاریہ سے تو عجب بھی پیدا ہو سکتا ہے. When a salik, a person wants to make his islah and is making some mujahada of his choice, is feeling sleepy, I won't sleep, I have a cup of coffee, tea, I'll stay awake, finish my wazifas, finish my tilawat, is his choice, he's making mujahada. The hajjud time is really feeling sleepy, he goes and take a shower, makes himself fresh again. So that will bring pride also in him. I did this, I did that, and I sacrificed. So it is possible that mujahada which you choose to do will bring pride in you. I made this sacrifice, I made that sacrifice. لیکن مجاہدہ غیر اختیاریہ جو مصائب وغیرہ آ جاتے ہیں ان سے تو شکستگی ہی شکستگی پیدا ہوتی ہے. But these conditions which come which you did not choose, your wife is ill, bad illness, you met up with an accident or whatever else, your daughter got divorced, now Allah save us all these things, you didn't choose to do that, now you're making sabr. This which, now in that you won't get pride. You won't say, I made solat sabar and that. It was not your choice. In their way, it was your choice. Pride can come into you. I was feeling very sleepy. Still, I finished my tahajjud. Still, I did my ibadah. Yeah, it's not your choice, but you made sabar. Yeah, there isn't a question of pride coming in also. Isliye mashayikh ka irshad hai ke mujahada istirariya anfa hai. Mujahada ikhtiyariya se. Therefore, Buzurg say that the mujahada which you did not choose to do, which was forced on you, so to say, and you make sabr in there, is much more beneficial than that mujahada which you, of your choice, you did. Albatta hum zaif hai. Aafiyat hi talab karte rehna chahiye. We are weak. It comes in the hadith also. They don't ask for such condition. That, oh Allah, bring some problems on me and I will make sabr. We are weak. Perhaps we'll lose our iman. Our condition is such. We must only ask for afiyat, for goodness, well-being. Jaise ke hadith mein musarrah hai. Ke bala na mango. Afiyat mango. Don't ask for problems. Ask for ease and comfort. Think we don't have any difficulty. Or phir hatta ala shanu ki taraf umur ko tafweez kar de. And then hand over all your matters to Allah. Ask for afiyat. Hand over your matters. Still if problems come, accept it. Then don't say that I made so much dua for afiyat, still a problem came. Then tafweez. You ask for afiyat. And if problem comes, now accept it. And in that, if you make sabr, you are going to go very far and high by Allah Ta'ala. Siddiq ka iman kitna qawi hota hai. What is the strength of the iman of a siddiq? Oh, there are different levels of iman and different levels of people. So the siddiq, which is after the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, ulaika alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyin was-siddiqin wash-shuhada was-salihin. Siddiqin, very high. What's the sign of it to see? Very nice to feel that I'm a siddiq. But you have to see the signs, whether you pass the test or not. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, Siddiq ki tafsir mein bayan farmate, Allama Alusi says, Alladhi la yataghayyaru batinahu min zahirihi. His outward is not different from his inward. Hey, one great buzurg says that your outward is different and your inside is different. So he says you got a choice of two things. Make it known what your inside is. Don't pretend. Don't go and put a big show that I'm a very pious person and you're an evil person. Either do that, which is also not right to do. And the other is, make your inside how you are showing your outside. You got a big topi, big kurta, jubba, amama. So make your inside also pious. Don't only keep your piety for outside. Make your inside also pious. الذي لا يخالف قاله حاله. That person whose words are not different from his actions. He says something else and he does something else. This is also very common. We talk so big, but when the time comes for action, then we do opposite. No, do what you say, do what you say. الذي يبذل الكونين في رضا محبوبه. A person who is prepared to sacrifice his dunya and akhirat in the pleasure of Allah. That my Allah must become. And we, for our nafs, we do. Make our nafs happy. Make our children happy. We don't want to upset the family. The apple cart, don't upset it. But the true siddiq will spend the two worlds for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah grant us these realities. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahab Madzub Rahmatullah Alayhi Nij Khub Farmaya. Khaja Sahab, this beautiful form. Dona Alam De Chuka Hu Me Kasho. Oh, all the people in the tavern, in the bar, and who are drinking all the various types of liquor of the love of Allah, liquor of the sacrifice, liquor of ilm, liquor of mujahada, all what they have drunk. See, he tells them, announces and says that to them, I've given both the worlds to Allah. Even Jannat is not my object, Allah's pleasure is my object. Dunya is also nothing. Dunya is nothing whatsoever. Even dunya, Jannat is not my object. Allah is my object. Ye gharame tumse kya li jayegi? Where can you afford this expensive wine which I have got? This wine which I am drinking of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, where can you afford this? It's not even available in your bar and in your tavern. This is something very rare, that a person sacrifices everything of his, doesn't worry about his respect, his honor, nothing, his comfort, his ease, only my Allah must be happy. And many such bandas have come and gone, and they have acquired what they had to acquire. But we are too worried, what will the people say? What will the neighbor say? What will the family say? What will this one say? And this also must not be an outward show. That you, in front of all, I don't care for anyone. But quietly you go and do something else again. A person who is genuine has got the right to act like this. And a person who is so genuine and he acts, Allah will give him what and what. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Let it not only be words and on our tongues and on our ears, but Allah in His kindness bless us with the reality, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا اور آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرۂ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم ارزقنا التوفيق لمحابك ولمحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولطاعته. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك وحب عمل الذي يبلغنا حبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك وحب نبيك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن تسد عنا وجهك الكريم يوم القيامة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.